Exclusive: Maryland Republican Matthew Foldy on Representative David Tron. He could not care less about his constituents. By Jacob Bliss on May 21, 2022. Former investigative journalist and current Republican candidate for Congress in Maryland's 6th Congressional District, Matthew Foldy, looking to unseat part-time Congressman David Tron, DMD, joined Breitbart News Saturday to discuss how little the incumbent cares about his constituents as he, admittingly, hardly keeps his taxpayer-funded offices open. Foldy, who was previously an investigative journalist at the Washington Free Beacon uncovering corruption in the Biden administration, went on the attack during his radio appearance, calling Tron the laziest Democrat in Congress because he's more focused on running his multi-billion-dollar business from the halls of Congress than working for his constituents. The Republican candidate explained how he is using his skills as an investigative journalist, where he previously uncovered Democrat lawmakers leaving their offices closed throughout the pandemic and still as the country is going back to work, on the campaign trail to expose Tron for not doing his job in Congress. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Matthew Foldy, May 21, 2022. As Breitbart News reported, Foldy spent the last week going around to Tron's different taxpayer-funded offices and holding press conferences to show how Tron, who does not live in the district, has become a part-time congressman. Foldy mentioned how he has been inviting local business owners, farmers, teachers, veterans, law enforcement officers, Republican activists, to speak with me outside each and every one of his closed offices. A spokesman for Tron said that the accusations from Foldy about his offices being routinely closed is misinformation which could create confusion for constituents. And the spokesperson also admittingly noted that each office is not open every day but claimed that any calls to the office would be returned within 48 hours and that constituent service is a top priority. Foldy again responded to Tron by saying he is taking the Biden administration's misinformation bureau to the next level. Tron lives 20 miles outside of the Capitol in Potomac, Maryland. Democrats in Maryland think that the state ends at Potomac and that Western Maryland just doesn't exist and isn't important, Foldy stated. But Tron lives 20 minutes from the Capitol and skipped 25% of the votes in the House last year alone. He further explained that David Tron does not live in this district. He does not vote in this district, and he doesn't even vote while he's in the Capitol. He has zero excuse to not be doing his job. And yet he pretends to be our congressman. It is totally dishonest, and the fact that he responded to my closed office tour by calling it misinformation instead of just opening his offices shows that his priority is the bottom line at Total Wine. It is not representing the citizens of Maryland's 6th Congressional District. We know that Democrats will live in this permanent pandemic mode until kingdom come, Foldy stated. But, if you're a member of Congress, you work on our time. You don't work one day a week. You work 5 days. You work 7 days a week. If there's someone in your district who has a problem, you need to solve that. You cannot just sit there and let it gather dust. Hitting Tron on where his allegiance lies, Foldy added that Tron is unresponsive unless someone's paying David Tron thousands of dollars to attend a fundraiser with Joe Biden or hundreds of dollars buying 30 racks at Total Wine. He's responsive to Democratic mega donors and people who are paying him at his business that's open 7 days a week, while all of his government offices are closed. If David Tron ran his multi-billion-dollar national business that has zero offices in our district the way he runs his government offices, we would have fired him 2.5 years ago. That's exactly what we're gonna do in November, Foldy expressed, noting that on day one if elected to Congress, he is going to start actually doing the job that Maryland's 6th Congressional District residents need, which is being their representative. Foldy stated that when he is elected to Congress, the Republican Party needs to start investigating the Biden administration and force some kind of accountability since we also know that the Democrats still won't even show up to work. He also acknowledged that members of Congress not showing up for work and briefings in person causes a massive national security threat. When they're either not discussing classified information, that's how we see things like the failed Afghanistan withdrawal, or they are discussing classified information from their Starbucks, you know, in Brooklyn, and they're just talking about classified material over Zoom. You know, who knows who's listening to this, he explained. Democrats are the party of big government. We know this, but they're also the party of closed and locked government. So we have a responsibility not to grow the size of government, but to actually open the government to do the job. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.